We are not guilty of choosing that inefficient way of thinking about our past or our future. We are programmed by society to do that, to be afraid what other people think about us, to be depressed by our past failures, because we were told that someone is looking on us every time and that our activities always have consequences, that we should care about our reputation and that we should be successful as someone else.
You are listening to the Sensibly Happy Podcast. Discover logical and pragmatic ways to find yourself and to be yourself. How to build healthy relationships and not feel obliged to society. How to upgrade your mental and emotional intelligence and reach goals with less efforts. Get inspiration from real stories to stop looking around for blessings, but live your own happy life. Welcome your host, Maxim.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to welcome regular listeners as well as our new guests. And I hope this episode will bring you more awareness of how you can increase your happiness, your daily happiness. In the first episode of my podcast, we slightly touched the idea that we have a lot of different opportunities to be happy, to enjoy our life, but we don't notify those. Today, we will speak more about the ways to see more of those joyful moments during a day. But before I start, I want to remind you about one simple but powerful tool that you can use during the listening. And the tool is really simple. It is called pause. Pause on your player. Every time when you hear a question or you feel the opportunity to analyze, you can pause this audio and think for a while. In that way, the results from the listening of the podcast will increase significantly. Question for you. Have you dreamed in the past of having a new phone? Or in general of having a phone? Or about a car? Have you dreamed about a relations and intimacy with someone? How cool that would be to touch someone and to get touches in return. To speak about personal and being understood. To live through the spectrum of bright emotions while setting up relationships. What dreams did you have? In childhood, then being a teenager, and then growing older and having independence from your parents. I'm sure there was a lot of different dreams. What were they about? I can share with you some of my dreams from the past. When I was a kid, my family had a bad financial situation. And we didn't see sweets too often. Also, according to doctors, I had a risk of diabetes, and their conclusion was that I shouldn't eat more than one candy in a week. As a little boy, I wasn't afraid of having some diseases, but I really wanted to have some sweets, which was unreal at the moment. So I was dreaming to have a lot of drawers on one side of my bed, and each drawer would contain different sort of candies. And staying alone in my room, I would be able to choose different types and eat those candies one by one. Then, being a teenager and having troubles with my classmates, I was dreaming to become strong and successful. And of course, my thoughts were about girls. But my attempts to make any relations were so miserable that I didn't have any chance to make such relations. But you know what? Right now I have most of the things I was dreaming about in the past. I feel myself right now as a strong, self-confident and successful person. Huge difference between myself present and in the past. I have the ability to buy different sweets, regular ones and unique delights. I have relationships I needed. A phone with internet, a car, own home. I have almost everything I wanted and dreamed about. So as you. Yes, you. Do you realize how many things you have already in your life? That you can allow yourself to do different things that was forbidden or unreal in the past? Look around you. Are you driving your car? Or jogging? Or just sitting in a cozy home trying to find the ways to be more happy? Do you realize that you already have a lot of different things that would make you happy being 10 years younger. Do we appreciate those things? You and me. In most of cases, the answer will be no. Because in a moment when we already have something, we are thinking about new achievements, about new things to have. And of course, we are swallowed by daily routines, most of which are aimed to fight with troubles or to make for a living. Are you sure you will appreciate those new purchases or updates in your status? Or will you enjoy enough in the moment when troubles will disappear? Think of that. You spent 1, 5, 10 years to achieve something. Don't you think that after obtaining that new dreamed something, you will start thinking about a new goal? And you will, I can assure you. You will forget about what you've just accomplished and will set new goals. You can find the evidence of my words in your past. Remind yourself those moments when you achieved, when you accomplished something, and then for how long you stayed in that euphoria, if you had such, and for how long you stayed in positive mood before new goals and challenges came to play. In most of cases, you can't enjoy it all because of advertisement, as well as your friends, family or co-workers who will force you to set new goals and to start thinking about those right away. I would call that phenomenon as depreciation of values. There's one amazing French movie about a marketing world called 99 Francs. And in first several minutes of a movie, the protagonist tell how his work as a marketer looks like. And he says something like that. When you finally collected enough money and bought your dreamed car, I converted it into a junk by creating an ad about a newer car. The main reason of such our behavior, for such our way of thinking, is because most of our time we don't live the current moment. Of course, at current moment we are at some place, we are doing something, and at the same time our thoughts are far away from current situation, because most of our activities are being performed automatically. Is it eating, reaching the office, or any other routine? You probably know that there are three states where we can live in: past, present, and a future. If you are thinking about some events in past, you are in the past. If you are predicting what could go wrong or how you can implement something, this is the future. And the present is when you feel the moment. You realize what you are doing, what you are surrounded with, what are sounds and flavors, and what are your current emotions. By not living the moment, you are skipping reality. Here is a good example what I'm talking about. An example is selfies on your vacations. This is the process when you create alternative reality for your friends or relatives. You are choosing best visual place, decide what should be pose, and make a shot. But the thing is that at the moment you are thinking how your friends will look on that photo and what they will see. So you are thinking about a future, how will look your past in that future. I'm not saying that selfies are bad. It could be used in a lot of different ways. But if person, instead of feeling the moment and feeling the place, thinks about how to create more attractive photos, then all the memories from that place would be recorded on a photo. And if you ask that person, what were the feeling at the moment while being in that amazing place? In most of cases, there would be no answer, or that would be not honest answer. Now, let's think a bit. In what cases thinking about the past or a future is really useful? About the past. This is always about some events and about emotions from those events. While thinking about that past, you can analyze what went wrong or why did you have those emotions? How you could behave differently next time? And while thinking about that, you can explore and understand yourself better or make some behavioral changes for the future. But at the same time, you can be focused more on your emotions and rethink again and again about the same bad situation just realizing that you are angry or upset, and someone or yourself is guilty in that. As you probably understand, this is not the best way of thinking about the past. And what about the future? How your thoughts could wrap up your future? You can plan or calculate something. You can select best strategy or tactic to reach your goal. You can also dream about something, and that would be the additional motivation in reaching some goals. But what could be possible negatives about thinking of a future? The worst case, if you think, I already have that experience and it's never ending happily. Or, I don't like to do these things. I understand that I should do it, but I don't want to. I don't want to do this. What if she or he rejects my idea or offer? And so on. It is really bad to focus on the problem itself. Much better way is to be focused on the solution. We are not guilty of choosing that inefficient way of thinking about our past or our future. We are programmed by society to do that. To be afraid what other people think about us. To be depressed by our past failures. Because we were told that someone is looking on us every time. And that our activities always have consequences. That we should care about our reputation. And that we should be successful as someone else. And to be successful, we should do like someone else without making mistakes. Returning back to a topic, we know that most of our time we are thinking about something. How we can measure our brain's productivity? I think that if you don't have any valuable conclusion or a plan after your thinking, or your mood didn't become better, calmer, or more motivated, or you didn't free yourself, most likely you wasted your brain's energy. To be honest, for now I think that I'm wasting probably 50 to 60% of my brain's energy, but I'm on my way to be more efficient. To be more happy, it's really good to make a conscious decision. Are you analyzing a past, events, emotions, to make some decisions or to understand something new about yourself? Are you thinking about the future to create some plan? Or to dream a little bit? Or you are living here and now by realizing where you are, what you are doing, and that you are feeling the moment. Okay, so what does it mean to live the moment? I don't have any definition for that. Instead of that, I will bring you several examples from my life. Today in the morning, me and my wife, we were in the kitchen and doing something. I was preparing breakfast and was thinking about this episode. While my wife cut the orange peel to make orange zest as an ingredient for some sweets. So I asked her, do you think you can be happy at the moment? And if so, how you can explain the motives? And here is her answer. You know what? I'm glad to know that you are doing breakfast for me right now. And also, I'm glad that our 2-year-old boy is still sleeping, so we can enjoy the quiet moment. And also, there is really beautiful morning sunlight outside. And while I'm cutting that orange peel, I'm enjoying the process of creating ideal pieces of it. That was her answer that contained a lot of different things at once. There were kinesthetical, visual, and audio elements of a single moment, which she enjoyed. Second example is about breakfast itself. Me and my wife, we found the ideal formula of breakfast for ourselves, and in most of cases, we are using the same receipt to make a breakfast. And it's really tasty. I'm sure you have your own picture of tasty breakfast for yourself. So imagine the situation. I am doing my best to prepare the breakfast. I am using ideal ingredients that I have bought specifically for it. I am serving that breakfast for me and my wife. We give ourselves a time to enjoy the breakfast, and then I have two options. One option is to enjoy how it tastes, what is the texture and flavors of ingredients, to chew every single bite and get most of it, because everything is set. The breakfast is ideal, I have a time for it, and moreover, while eating that slowly, it is good for my health, as you know from nutrition specialists. Or I can switch myself to automatic mode to chew with no sense and at the same time to think about different things from the past or near future. That means that I'm wasting my efforts to make that breakfast ideal without realizing how tasty it is. Third example is about workout. It's often a pain to do those exercises. Some of those are easy to do and some of those we don't like a lot. There are several exercises during my workout which I don't like, and while doing other exercises I could already imagine how painful that would be while doing those tough exercises. But instead, I can switch myself to here and now mode. While doing any exercise, I can watch myself in a mirror to see how my muscles are shrinking and to feel that I'm getting stronger at this exact moment. Then I can focus on my breath and to understand how amazing my body is that is able to fulfill itself with oxygen. And also after each exercise, having 30 seconds rest, I can have a real pleasure of realizing how cool it is to have that rest after a tough exercise. In the last example is about being curious and enjoying the moment when we are doing something new. And the best it works for children. Yesterday I was painting one of the walls in my house and I was using ladder for that. When my 2 years old son saw that red ladder, of course he wanted to try do the same as father does. And after starting climbing up, he was really excited and speechless. Just strange sounds from his mouth and the big eyes. I will add photo of him excited staying on that ladder into episode show notes. You also do something new from time to time. But are you as excited as children are? Do you really live and enjoy that moment when trying something new? How those four examples related to the idea that we don't enjoy enough of the things that we already achieved or obtained. And the relation is clear. If you just achieved something, or you resolved some problem, or you get something new, you have several options. The first option is to switch your focus on a new goal or a new problem. And the second option is to be focused on that something that you just achieved. To realize that moment, to analyze how do you feel right now. And you can do it more than one time. For instance, when you're having a new car, for the first 3 days you will definitely enjoy that car. And after that, your mind will switch to routines. But you can change your behavior a little bit. Every time when you're using your car, first of all, you can look on it and enjoy how it looks, especially after car wash. Also, when you're starting an engine, you can enjoy that miracle when electricity interacts with some kind of fuel and that makes wheels spinning. Moreover, how obedient that metallic monster is. You're pressing some buttons, spinning a steering wheel, and this heavy creature does everything you want. Isn't it amazing to hear how the engine is roaring or purring? And you are possessor of that power. Living the current moment gives us a big benefit. When we feel current moment, when we feel what makes us happy at the moment and what makes us sad, we get to know better of who we are. Because in such moments, you can realize, I can enjoy this exact situation. Why I'm enjoying that? Because of such factors. And that means that I'm sensible to such factors. And this is another part of myself. Task for the next week. Recall different things that you dreamed of in your past. That could be anything. Don't limit yourself. Second step is to analyze how many of those things you already achieved. Do you have or do you feel that, or did you have a chance to have that in the past? By doing this, you will realize that you have a lot of it already. Third step is to take a list of those things that you achieved and they are still in your life, and to think how you can interact with it to get more pleasure of it. Doesn't matter if it's something physical, relationships, or anything else. And the last step is to plan that interaction, how you will do it during a week. And do it. Take more pleasure and joy from what you have already. Thank you for listening to this episode. You are welcome to share this podcast with others. Actually, I would appreciate it a lot. I hope this episode brought you some good ideas and you will have what to think about during the next week. Have a productive and happy week and stay tuned.
Stay inspired, experiment and share results. Return next week.